Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Mastering IELTS speaking, how to describe a person who has taught you something important. The IELTS speaking test often includes questions about influential people in our lives. One common topic is describing a person who has taught you something important. This article will guide you through answering such questions effectively, helping you achieve a high band score in your IELTS speaking exam. Understanding the topic. Questions about people who have taught us important lessons are frequent in IELTS speaking tests. They allow examiners to assess your ability to describe people, express gratitude, and reflect on personal experiences. Being prepared for this topic can significantly boost your confidence and performance in the exam. Part 1. Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, you might encounter questions like, do you enjoy learning new things? Who do you think are the best teachers? Have you ever taught someone something? Let's focus on answering the second question. Who do you think are the best teachers? In my opinion, the most effective teachers are those who are not only knowledgeable in their field, but also passionate about sharing their expertise. I believe that the best educators are those who can inspire curiosity in their students and make complex topics accessible. For instance, my high school physics teacher had this incredible ability to relate abstract concepts to everyday life, which really sparked my interest in the subject. Additionally, I think great teachers are those who are patient and empathetic, understanding that everyone learns at their own pace. Part 2. Long Term. Here's a sample cue card related to our topic. Describe a person who has taught you something important. You should say, who this person is, what they taught you, how they taught you, and explain why this lesson was important to you. Sample answer. I'd like to talk about my grandfather, who taught me one of life's most valuable lessons. He's a retired engineer in his late 70s with a wealth of experience and wisdom. The lesson he imparted to me was the importance of perseverance and never giving up in the face of adversity. This wasn't something he taught me in a formal setting, but rather through his actions and the stories he shared. I vividly remember one summer when I was struggling with a challenging school project. I was on the verge of quitting when my grandfather sat me down and recounted his own experiences of overcoming obstacles during his career. He didn't simply lecture me. Instead, he engaged me in a conversation, asking thought-provoking questions that made me reflect on my approach to problems. He shared anecdotes from his professional life, describing how he faced numerous setbacks, but always found a way to push through. His teaching method was a perfect blend of storytelling and gentle guidance. He encouraged me to break down the problem into smaller, manageable tasks and to celebrate small victories along the way. This lesson has been incredibly important in shaping my attitude towards challenges. It's helped me develop resilience and a growth mindset. Whenever I face difficulties now, whether in my studies or personal life, I recall my grandfather's words and find the strength to persevere. This ability to maintain determination in the face of obstacles has been crucial in my academic and personal growth. Moreover, this lesson has taught me the value of learning from experienced individuals and seeking wisdom from those who have navigated similar challenges. It's a reminder that important life lessons often come from unexpected sources and that we should always be open to learning, regardless of the teacher or the setting. Possible follow-up questions. How has this lesson influenced your approach to learning? Do you think older generations always have valuable lessons to teach younger ones? Sample answer to question 1. This lesson has profoundly influenced my approach to learning. It's taught me to view challenges as opportunities for growth rather than insurmountable obstacles. Now, when I encounter difficult subjects or concepts, I break them down into smaller, more manageable parts, just as my grandfather advised. I've also learned to value the process of learning as much as the end result, understanding that persistence and continuous effort are key to mastering any skill or subject. Moreover, it's made me more open to seeking guidance and learning from others' experiences, recognizing that valuable knowledge can come from various sources, not just textbooks or formal education. Part 3. Two-way discussion. Examiner, do you think the way people learn has changed over the generations? Absolutely. I believe the learning landscape has undergone a significant transformation over the generations. In the past, learning was often confined to traditional classroom settings, with a heavy reliance on textbooks and rote memorization. However, today's learners have access to a vast array of digital resources and interactive learning platforms. The advent of technology has revolutionized the way we acquire and process information. For instance, online courses and virtual classrooms have made education more accessible, allowing people to learn at their own pace and from anywhere in the world. This shift has fostered a more self-directed and flexible approach to learning. Moreover, there's been a growing emphasis on developing critical thinking and problem-solving skills rather than just memorizing facts. Modern educational methods often incorporate project-based learning and collaborative activities, which better prepare students for real-world challenges. That said, I think it's important to note that while the methods have changed, the fundamental process of learning, which involves curiosity, practice, and reflection, remains largely the same. The key difference is that we now have more tools at our disposal to facilitate this process. However, this evolution also presents new challenges. The abundance of information available can sometimes be overwhelming, and learners need to develop strong information literacy skills to navigate this landscape effectively. Additionally, the reduced face-to-face interaction in online learning environments may impact the development of certain social and communication skills. In conclusion, while the core of learning remains unchanged, the methods and tools have evolved dramatically, offering both new opportunities and challenges for learners across generations. Key vocabulary and phrases: impart knowledge, verb phrase, art knowledge, to pass on or communicate knowledge or information. Example: good teachers impart knowledge in a way that inspires students to learn more. Life lesson, an experience, situation, or observation that teaches a valuable insight about life. Example: failing my first exam taught me the life lesson of the importance of preparation. Perseverance, continued effort and determination despite difficulties. Example: his perseverance in the face of numerous setbacks finally led to his success. Growth mindset, noun phrase, growth mindset, the belief that abilities and intelligence can be developed through effort, learning, and persistence. Example: adopting a growth mindset helped her overcome her fear of public speaking. Resilience, the capacity to recover quickly from difficulties. Toughness, example, her resilience in the face of adversity was truly admirable. Examiner's advice: to excel in describing a person who has taught you something important in the IELTS speaking test, practice storytelling. Develop your ability to narrate personal experiences coherently and engagingly. Expand your vocabulary. Learn and use a range of descriptive adjectives and idiomatic expressions related to teaching and learning. Reflect on personal experiences. Spend time thinking about influential people in your life and what you've learned from them. Work on fluency. Practice speaking continuously for 2 minutes on various topics to improve your ability to speak at length without hesitation. Use specific examples. Incorporate concrete examples and anecdotes to make your descriptions more vivid and memorable. Remember, the key to success in the IELTS speaking test is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Aim for clarity, fluency, and authenticity in your responses. For more tips on acing the IELTS speaking test, you might find our article on how to describe a person who has been a mentor to you in IELTS speaking helpful. Additionally, to broaden your range of topics, check out our guide on how to describe a time you felt very motivated in IELTS speaking. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.